my name is Sarah Samuels, and you have to bear with me. I have laryngitis, but I will get through this. I'm giving this presentation on behalf of Tony Yancey. Tony Yancey and I and our colleagues did the study together, and she and I share the same birthday, November 1st. And she had the good fortune to spend her birthday in Hawaii, so she's not here today. However, I spent it here in Washington. So anyway, she will be here later for the rest of the conference. So we produced a brief from this study, which you've all now picked up a copy of, and these are our colleagues who worked on this study. So we did a study in California with funding from the California Endowment, really trying to look at the disparities in PE in schools, with a particular focus on low-income schools. So we studied 10 school districts in California who we selected based on their and matched based on their FitnessGram scores, their free and reduced price lunch participation, to try and get a good mix of districts that could have the potential to have high-performing FitnessGram tests and those with low-performing, and also looking at disparities based on income. We studied 29 school districts, and in each school district we looked at elementary, middle, and high school. There were an average of 12,000 students. You can see the breakdown, the free and reduced price lunch participation, and each received an incentive for participation. We did several different kinds of data collection. We surveyed the principals of these schools. We did environmental audits looking at what the school environment looked like for physical activity. And we observed students in PE class. And then we also did stakeholder surveys with various key stakeholders in the school district. So just briefly, the findings from the principal survey showed that participation rates in PE class were the lowest among kindergartners and 10th through 12th graders. So in California, typically in the elementary school, especially the younger grades, the classroom teacher is the one who teaches PE. And there's only a two-year requirement in high school for PE. So most students complete that by the end of 10th grade and don't take PE for the rest of their high school career. There are mandated minutes in California, 200 minutes every 10 days. And the lowest adherence was among the youngest grades. And the mean student-to-teacher ratio in the PE class was approximately 41-1. In many schools, they combined the classes and so had many more students, but only one teacher for the class. And in the elementary school, only 2 in 5 elementary schools reported that all the PE instructors were certified. So the most common barriers reported by the principals to getting sufficient amounts of physical activity was insufficient funding for equipment, staff, and maintenance, and too much concern about test scores. The least common barriers that were reported were lack of support by parents and a lack of interest by students, and in fact, in other surveys we've done, we've seen students very, very interested in PE. In California, the fitness gram data is collected in 5th, 7th, and 9th grades. So we found a lot of variation in the fitness gram scores in given schools, particularly at the elementary school. And this may have to do with measurement error in collecting the data. Three factors were associated with increased student engagement in moderate to vigorous physical activity. Moderate to vigorous physical activity is sort of the gold standard of what we'd like to see students engaged in during PE class. So these were some of the factors associated with that. Although principals reported that younger students have higher proportions of students engaged in MVPA, our results, which you'll see, show the opposite, that in PE class. So in the environmental audit, which we did, we, in each of the three schools in each district, elementary, middle, and high school, we used the modified SOFIT. SOFIT is the tool that was developed in San Diego by Jim Salas and his colleagues. And we adapted that for use in this study. And we observed the students during PE class and recorded at 10-second intervals what physical activity level they were engaged in. One was lying down, two was standing, three was walking, and four was running. My colleague here, Liz Schwarty, is here today, who collected a lot of this data and can report on many of the challenges in recording these observations. So as I said, we collected this information in three schools in each of the 10 districts. And we looked at two classes in each of the schools. So this is what the modified SOFIT looked like. And you can see we the intervals were recorded there. You circled the physical activity level that they were engaged in. So this is kind of the bottom line of the talk. That we found that the activity levels that the students were engaged in were basically most of the students were engaged in activities that you would be related to sitting and standing. 23% of the time we did find moderate to vigorous physical activity. Only 9% were at level 4, which would be vigorous activity, which would really be aerobic and working up a sweat and getting their heart beat up. And the average time was spent primarily at level 2, which was sitting and standing. There was a lot of time spent with roll call, making behavioral issues, giving instructions, demonstrating what was going to be done, and not leaving much time for the kids to be involved in any moderate to vigorous physical activity. So this slide shows that the elementary school students spent the least amount of class time in moderate to vigorous physical activity, about 21%. And high school students spent the most class time in moderate to vigorous physical activity, over 31%. And in high school, they were more likely to have a trained PE teacher and a scheduled PE class. This slide shows that the PE time spent in moderate to vigorous physical activity. Whoops, did I get ahead of myself? No, okay. Was greater in high fitness gram districts than in low fitness gram districts. So, in other words, those districts that already had high fitness gram scores were shown to actually have students engaged in more moderate to vigorous physical activity during PE class time. This slide shows that the percent that among low fitness gram districts, schools with the lowest free and reduced price lunch meal eligibility had the highest percentage of class time in MVPA. So, looking at the poor districts, they were more likely to have a lower MVPA. The districts that had fewer low-income students, even if they were a low fitness gram district, still had more students participating in moderate to vigorous physical activity. This slide shows that both the low and high fitness gram scored schools showed a trend of descending percentage of PE class time spent in MVPA as a percentage of their free and reduced priced meal participation went up. So, again, the poorer schools had the lowest percentage of moderate to vigorous physical activity, time spent in physical activity. So, this slide is about class size. And here we can see the classes with 25 students or fewer had the highest percentage of class time, 37%, in MVPA. The largest classes, those with 45 students, had the smallest amount of class time in MVPA. So class size is highly correlated with student engagement in MVPA, and we've seen this in other studies as well, that the larger the class, the less students are engaged in MVPA. And then also the student-to-teacher ratio is larger, that there are many more students and usually one teacher. Finally, this slide shows that the among the low fitness gram schools, the smallest PE classes, that is less than 25 students, have the highest percentage of class time in MVPA. So again, if you have a small class size, even in a low-performing school, you can get more students involved, engaged in MVPA. As the class gets larger, the MVPA gets smaller. So class size can really help to mediate and support more MVPA. So just to summarize our key findings, the barriers to physical activity relate to insufficient funding and a strong focus on academic test scores, which push the schools towards more academic time and not having enough time for PE, particularly at the elementary school level. Students are spending only one quarter of their PE time in MVPA, and most of that time, the time in class, is spent being sedentary, sitting around or standing. The bigger the class size translates into much less active time in PE class, and students in classes with more than 45 students, which we did see, we've seen classes in the LA Unified School District that have up to 60 or 70 students in them, that they're much less likely to be engaged in moderate to vigorous physical activity. And students in lower income schools spend less time being active in PE, although if the class sizes are smaller, you can help to increase the MVPA. And the level of PE is clearly linked to the overall fitness gram scores and the student fitness levels. So these findings are summarized in the brief, and that brief is also available on our website and on the website for the California Endowment. Thank you.